This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a key figure in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
McGahn is a key eyewitness to how the president handled the Russia probe and refused to show up at a hearing this morning. Chairman Gerald Nadler's threatening to hold McGahn in contempt and enforce the subpoena.
We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness.
Democrats are debating how to handle the president's stonewalling. Some are pushing for impeachment hearings, while Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others want a more methodical approach. Either way, Republicans like Doug Collins say Democrats need to give up.
There's nothing here.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Authorities in New Zealand have charged the self-avowed white supremacist who killed 51 worshippers at two Christchurch mosques back in March with terrorism. It's the first time such a charge has been brought in the country's history. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The new charge comes with a maximum penalty of life imprisonment upon conviction and will be a test case for New Zealand's terrorism law, which came onto the books in 2002 following the terrorist attacks in the US on September 11, 2001. Just before the March 15 attacks this year, Brenton Harrison Tarrant had emailed New Zealand's Prime Minister a manifesto outlining his white supremacist beliefs and his detailed plans for the shooting.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Malawian President Peter Mutharika is seeking a second term as voters in the Southern African nation cast ballots in Tuesday's general election. About 6.8 million voters are choosing whether to allow the 78-year-old Mutharika to stay in office. For more on this and other stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Washington's